Calgary's fifth selection in the fifth round was Ethan Wittenbach of the Sioux Falls Stampede in the USHL, and he joins us now on our 2025 NHL draft coverage. Ethan, it's Pat Steinberg back here in Calgary. Congratulations, man. How is today feeling? Take us through draft day for you.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, and obviously thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I was just sitting with my family, kind of just watching the broadcast throughout the day, and it went to commercial, and my best friend texted me I got picked, so I guess he was a little ahead of me, so a little shocked when he told me that, and I didn't get to see it live, but just a surreal feeling, and obviously just an amazing day that I get to spend with my family.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So your best friend spoiled it for you. So where were you? Like, what's happening on draft day for you and your family?
Yeah, I'm just sitting in my living room. Nothing crazy. It was kind of just one of those things where you don't really know what's going to happen, so you don't want to head out to the draft and all that. But it was just awesome, just sitting on Long Island at my house with my family, and just kind of been here throughout the day, just watching along and just hoping my name gets called. And obviously hearing it get called finally by the Flames is just something I'll never forget.
What was that moment like when it's happened? You know, you thought it might happen, but it's happened. Now you've been drafted by an NHL team.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think as a kid, you grow up and that's the dream. And obviously when you're 15 and 16, it's not necessarily possible with your draft year being a couple years away. But I think obviously today's the day I've been waiting for since I was a little kid playing hockey, and to kind of finally hear my name get called and just kind of have that immediate gratification is just unbelievable. Like, obviously there's a lot more work to be done, but kind of taking this first step and just kind of being involved in the NHL organization is just, it's a dream come true for sure.
Absolutely. That's very cool. So, okay. So you're a Long Island guy. You're a Long Island Gulls product. What do you know about the city of Calgary? What do you know? I know that you've got some history, or I know Matt Coronato rather has got some history with that Gulls squad as well. So maybe a little familiarity there, but what do you know about the Flames? What do you know about Calgary?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Not too much, but obviously, I'm super excited to get down for camp this week and learn hopefully a ton more. Obviously I've been in and out of Calgary for youth tournaments and stuff like that. But on the Matt Coronato note, I think we trained together in the summer, and he's just someone I've looked up to for a while now, and to kind of see myself be drafted by the same organization that he plays for, and just to see how much success he's had, it's been unbelievable for me. And obviously he's someone I'm going to look up to for the next couple of years, hopefully to eventually play with him one day.
That's awesome. So I knew there was the Long Island Gulls connection, but you've been training in the summertime with Matt Coronato as well?
Yeah, we've trained together for the last couple summers, and it's just awesome. Like, he skated at my dad's rink 2 days ago, so the connection is there, and it's unbelievable that we get to share this together for the future to come.
How awesome has it been seeing him turn into a bona fide impact NHLer like he has?
Well, I mean, I it's something I expected. Obviously, you see he's a first round NHL draft pick, and you kind of see what he did at Harvard, and then obviously you see him in the summer every day, and it's like, wow, this kid's unbelievable. And obviously he's shown that with just the success he's had so quickly. And obviously you see that extension he signed is not something too shabby. So seeing how well he's done in Calgary, and just to kind of be able to learn from him over the next couple of years and just on my way to hopefully play with him is unbelievable, and something I'm super looking forward to.
Before we get to your time in Sioux Falls this year, that Long Island Gulls, that's quite the hotbed for high-end talent. What makes that hockey team, that hockey program, such a provider of top talent to next levels?
Yeah, I think it starts with the coaching staff. Obviously highlighted by Vinny Smith, who's I think is one of the best youth coaches ever, just based on the players he's had and just kind of who he's brought through the system. But obviously I think the daily schedule with the Gulls is something that prepares guys for juniors right away, and it made my transition seamless. And I think that's the biggest thing, which is why I was able to have such a successful year in Sioux Falls, was just the staff at the Gulls and just how they prepared me for the next level. And then obviously the recruiting they do is next level and just something that's it's unbelievable. Just the guys they get, getting guys from Minnesota high school and guys from Canada and guys from Russia. It's just, you don't see that very often, especially at the 16U, 15U level. So
yeah,
the ability they have in doing that is something crazy.
We're chatting with Flames fifth-round pick Ethan Wittenbach, who gets selected 144th overall on day two of the NHL draft. So you make the decision to go to Sioux Falls. You have a great year in your first year in the USHL. Why the USHL route? And tell us about heading to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I think as a young kid, growing up in the United States, it's always let's make the NCDP or let's play in the USHL, and obviously those are two amazing things that happen when you grow up in the US, and obviously unfortunately didn't make Team USA, which was obviously a bummer in the moment, but you look back and you get drafted in the USHL, and then a Long Island guy gets placed as head coach at Sioux Falls, and everything kind of starts to align, and it worked out perfect. Got traded to Sioux Falls in the summer before last season, and it was a great fit right away. Just had a great relationship with the coach and fell in love with Sioux Falls once I got out there. And obviously you could tell with how well our team did and kind of the year I had, it was an unbelievable place to play in.
I've spent time on Long Island. I've spent some time in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They're pretty different places, hey?
Yeah, they are definitely very different, and it obviously takes some time to adjust, but I think that's something you expect, and it was something I was able to adjust to really quickly, which helped me a ton.
What made your season so successful? You had 24 goals, 51 points in 44 games. How would you evaluate your year in the USHL?
Yeah, I think it went really well. I hold myself to high standards, and I think there's areas I could have been better in, and I think there's situations I could have done better in, but obviously looking back at my year, there's nothing to hold my head over. And obviously I think it just goes into my teammates and my coach. I think the trust my coach had in me last year, Ryan Crothers, it helped me tremendously, just being able to know that I can make a mistake and I wasn't going to be scratched or like not play as much. And I think for me, that was huge. I think obviously my strengths are my offense. And I think he let me play my offensive style, which helped me. And obviously my teammates were amazing. We had 40 wins last year. Our team was great. So I think just the mesh of players we had really contributed to how well I did. And obviously the relationship I have with Coach Crothers is something I'll be grateful for the rest of my life.
Can I ask you about winning the Gaudreau Award? The USHL introduced the Gaudreau Award this season, a yearly honor bestowed upon the player in the league who best embodies the legacy of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau. Obviously, the Gaudreau family means so much here to the city of Calgary and to the Flames organization, meant so much to the USHL family as well. Ethan, what does winning the Gaudreau Award mean for you?
Yeah, it changed my life. I think growing up as a kid, it's you watch Johnny, of course, and obviously then as you get older, and unfortunately the circumstances, it's horrible, and you never want that to happen. But I think, unfortunately, I think that was something that changed my life for the better. I think getting to meet John and Matthew's parents and the family, and just hearing the stories about them, and just how amazing they were as people, it really changed my life and my perspective on life. I think you never want to take for granted what you have, and you also don't want to live and not live to the fullest. So I think for me, it's been something that's helped me a ton, where it's try and be a better person each day and just kind of live the way they did. And obviously now with being drafted to Calgary, where John had such an amazing career, I think it really tied everything together, and it's an unbelievable moment.
That's awesome. Hey, I know you've been asked this question a lot over the last number of weeks and months, but Ethan, for Flames fans who are unaware of kind of what you bring to the table as a player, how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, I think Flames fans are going to get a winner who would put winning over everything and brings an offensive ability that can score at every level. I think that's been my strength since I've been a little kid, and I think I bring offense at a high level. Obviously over the next year or so and heading into college, I'm working on my defensive game and just some of those types of things. But I think you get a guy who has an amazing hockey IQ and a lethal scoring ability. So obviously I'm hoping that one day I get to do it in front of you guys for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, so what are you? Are you Sioux Falls next year and Quinnipiac the year afterward? Is that kind of the plan for you right now?
Yes, exactly. That's my plan. I'm heading back to Sioux Falls. I had an unbelievable situation there, and I think there's no point in rushing. So I'm going to head back there one more year and then head to Quinnipiac the following year.
And last question, what about that Quinnipiac program appealed to you so much? Why was that the school that you decided to commit to for the 26-27 season?
Yeah, I think for me, I committed right after they won a national championship, and I think that's something I look back on. I want to be in an environment that puts winning first and is always in a spot to compete for championships. You obviously see how they make the Sweet 16 every year, and they're always in the push for the national championship. So for me, that it was an easy choice with getting to know the staff and just how amazing Rand Pecknold is, and just kind of hearing how great the program is through players I know, and just kind of watching them along the years. It's been unbelievable, and I couldn't be happier to get down there and get started in a year now.
Well, Ethan, congratulations. I know you'll be making your way to Calgary here in the next couple of days, so we'll see you out here for development camp. But first and foremost, congratulations on being drafted, and thanks so much for doing this today. That was awesome. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to get started. See you guys soon.